יום הירושלמי, קורספונדנט יום הבבלי, דף י"א, בגין ירושלמי, on דף דלת עמוד בייס, on the fifth line, בשעריך, איתן איתני פרט לשערי הבייס והזויס, איתן איתני לבבייס. בשעריך, is in דרום פרק י"א פסוק כ', some teach that this excludes gates of הבייס and the azois, and some teach that it includes them. Under the part, Rabbi Yehuda, Mandami Rabbi Rabbanon. The one who says it excludes is Rabbi Yehuda. The one who says it includes is Rabbanon. Yes, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, my time is Rabbanon. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda said properly that it's an exclusion, but what's Rabbanon's reasoning? Bisharecha, chi beistirahin. The answer is, Bisharecha, in your gates, are gates of Habayis and the Azores a residence? He said, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbun, Vatani, Bisharecha, Rabbanon, Shari, Hamadina, the Gemara objects to that. The Rabbi Yehuda brings from a Vaisa, Bisharecha includes gates of the city. Are they residents? Lai Shebahen hen nichnasim lebeistira, v'hacha Shebahen hayu nichnasim lebeistira. No, gates of the city are not a residence, but through them one enters to a residence. Here also gates of the Harbayis and the Azores, through them one enters to a residence, which is the Lishkas Sanhedrin and some other chambers. Chalonus Hamalon, Hayeves the Mezuzah, Chalon Shu Arba al Arba, Shavodim Yoshvim, Sham Manifin, Rabbinehem, Chayavin, the Mezuzah, Lulim Elu Agav, Elu Chayavin Mezuzah, Hain Du Doras Askupta, Ariasa. Inns on the road, means for people who cannot reach the destination, are obligated in Mezuzah. A window that's 4x4 in which slaves sit and fan their masters is obligated in Mezuzah. Lulim, which is openings in the ceiling through which one enters the floor above, are obligated in mezuzah because all are above the lintel of the bottom one. If you have mestayev lechama lule de Rabbi Eli, to have a abed min datoin de chov abanon. If Yosi was pained that he didn't see the lul of Rabbi Eli, see whether or not it had a mezuzah, because it was according to all rabbanon. The lishras palhedrin. The Mishnah said he was separated to the lishras palhedrin. Abishol hayakayre oisa lishras. Rabbi Shaul used to call it the Chamber of Nobles. Rabbi Shaul used to call it the Chamber of Nobles. Rabbi Shaul used to call it the Chamber of Nobles. Now they call it the Lishchas Palhedrin, meaning the appointees of the king. The king would switch them. Mila Avida, Rabbi Shaul used to call it the The reason is that in the first Beis HaMikdash, they used to serve as Kohen Gadol. He, his son, and his son's son, there were only 18 Kohanim Gadolim in 410 years. יש אומים שמונים וארבע, ויש אומים שמונים וחמש, מהם שימשו שמעון הצדיק ארבעים שנה. However, in the second Beit HaMikdash, since they used to receive appointment to be the Kohen Gadol through money, and some say they used to kill each other through witchcraft, 80 Kohanim Gadolim served, and some say 81, some say 82, some say 83, and some say 84, some say 85. And after 420 years of the second Beit HaMikdash, Shimon HaTzadik served 40 years. So that means only 380 years remain. And therefore, on average, each served less than 5 years. Amal ve'acha, k'siv yiras Hashem tosif yomim, ilu kehanim sheshimshu b'ba'is ha'rishon, u'shnois v'shoyim tzikzarena, ilu sheshimshu b'binyan ha'sheni. Ve'acha said, we have two parts of the pasuk in Mishlei, per yud pasuk chavzai, in the first phrase, the fear of Hashem adds days, these refer to the kehanim gedolim, who served in the first Beit HaMikdash. In the second phase of that pasuk, and the years of the Rishayim should be shortened, that refers to those who served in the second Beis HaMikdash. Ma'asa be'echad sheshilech b'yad b'noi, shtei midois yo kesev, mele'ois kesev, u'mechukeihem kesev, u'ba'acher v'shilech b'yad b'noi, shtei midois yo zov, mele'ois zov, u'mechukeihem zov. A case occurred in which one person sent his son with a bribe to make his father Kohen Gadol, two measures of kelim of silver, full of silver, and the mechukim, which means the rods to remove excess piled above the top of the measure, were of silver. And another came and sent with his son two measures of gold, full of gold, and the mechukim were of gold. Amru, kafa, esiach, esamaneva. They said, The younger donkey knocked over the lamb means the bigger bribe defeated the smaller. Matsanu shuleichav abayef bereshayna elef shahayu avoyvdim akum umagalim abayef v'sheshchem damim v'chein basheni. We find that the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed only because they served idolatry, transgressed immorality, and they murdered, and similarly in the second. V'yichon bar tuta amar matsanu shuleichav shilu elef shahayu mevazim es hamayadis v'mechalim es hakadoshim matsanu shuleichav abayef bereshayna. Tosa says, we find that Shiloh was destroyed only because they disgraced the festivals and profaned Kodshim. We find that the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed only because they served idolatry and they transgressed immorality and they murdered. However, the second Beit HaMikdash, we know that they told in Torah and were careful in mitzvahs and masos and had every good midah, so why was it destroyed? Well, because they loved money and hated each other, were they sinas chinam with empty hatred? And sinas chinam is severe, it's equated with idolatry, immorality, and murder. Lama, Rabzira, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbuna, Haben Yassin, Amrin, Yosef, Rishon, Nivna, Rishon, Nivna. The case occurred, and Rabzira, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, and Rabbuna were sitting, and they were saying that Sinas Chinam is worse than idolatry, immorality, and murder, because the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and was built again, but the second was not built again. Zera says that the people of the first Beit HaMikdash repented, the people of the second did not repent. Lelza said that people of the first Beit HaMikdash, their Aveiros were revealed, and their Kates, which means the time after which they will be redeemed, was revealed. The people of the second, their Aveiros were not revealed, and the end of their galus was not revealed. They asked Rabbi Elazar, were the latter generations, meaning the people of the second Beit HaMikdash, better than the earlier? Elazar's answer that your witnesses that the earlier were better is the Beit HaMikdash because it was returned to the earlier and not to the latter people. Aviseinu heviu es atikra. Vayigal es mesach Yehuda, aval anu pa'apen pa'afno es hakasalim, ha'im o'o ad yaseid bo. Our ancestors removed the ceiling through their sins, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Pei Chof Beis, Pasuk Ches, and he bare the covered of Yehuda. But we ruined the walls, as it says in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, those who say, raise it down to its foundation. Amu kodor she'enu nivne b'yamav malin alav ke'ilu hu hechirei. They say every generation that the Beit HaMikdash is not rebuilt in its days is as if it destroyed it.